Your new nature has set you free from all sin. For this nature is one of life and not death. This nature is one of truth and not lies. This nature is one of holiness and not compromise. This nature is pure and is of me. The battle that each one encounters is that upon the new birth. The manner of thinking by which you have lived and all that you have believed and all the habits and ways which you have acquired and learned that are not of my kingdom, they were not made new. Your soul did not get a new birth. You learn to walk after the ways of my grace, and you learn what it means to be in my kingdom and of my kingdom. When my spirit of life is received, there is much to learn, and there is much to overcome that is of this world. But this is the victory which overcomes the world, even your faith. For as you become persuaded of who you are, as you gain insight into my kingdom within you and how this works, great are your victories in me. I come and I teach. I come and I encourage. I come and I strengthen. I come and I lift you up. I come and I deliver. I come and I heal. I come, for you are the ones in whom I work by my truth as you are built up in me. It is line upon line and precept upon precept that I deliver understanding. And often it is your understanding that is the principal thing you must get to walk in the victory that is yours in me. For how can you walk in the fullness of something you do not understand? I am the Spirit who has come to guide you into all truth. I am the one who has come for the purpose of teaching you all things as you walk with me. Faith is given when you are born into me. And just like the plantings of a farmer, faith grows. Faith is developed as you learn and grow in kingdom things. Endurance is always key, for there is much to be gained, much to possess, much to learn from me. And without endurance, that which grows will not produce the fullness of the image that is in the planted seed. You are my planting, and there is much to be had in your life in me. And to receive these things, you must partake of me through my word and the things I speak. Truth is the bread of the kingdom, and my word, it is truth. Line upon line, precept upon precept, I have been teaching the truths of the kingdom and edifying you upon the foundation of my word, as you allow me to build you up in the mysteries you speak by my anointing within you. There is one who is the author and finisher of your faith, and it is him of whom I testify as you pray in the Spirit. It is his life within you that I teach you of so that you might reach the stature of maturity in kingdom living. And in all these things, the desires are key, desires that lead to surrendering so that you might receive. I have taken each one through many degrees of surrender into more and more increase in me, and that is where we are, surrendering that you might receive more of me. Surrender from a pure heart is humility, and it is my grace working and being received. The grace of surrender brings forth new measures of yielding and greater conformity through your understanding. It is my living word and your presence with me in the stillness of you and me, which gives me much to work with that you might see more clearly and increase in kingdom things. The enemy fights very hard, but victory is yours in me. So endure, for surrender is the grace that is working, and yielding by this grace is the strength you are learning of in me. Stay yoked in the yoke of learning, for it is the kingdom way of life in me. Close at hand is the presence you need, and within your heart is the growing place of the word and the place of all victory. Victory is inheritance. Victory is inherent in the seed. Victory is the image of your life in me, and this image bears fruit for many to partake of daily. I am love, and I am victory, and your inheritance is to walk in the full image of your life in me. Endure, and in all you do, do so in me, for I am with you in all things.